my mind is so down. All my life the doors kept closing on me, and nothing in the world can open.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
We want to thank the folks who have been donating during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive, our Tower Power Pledge Drive. It's a referendum on whether we continue broadcasting on FM. We are faced with renewing our tower lease, whether or not to renew our tower lease. We need to make a decision at WGXC, and we're asking for your help in the decision. If we feel financially secure enough to renew that lease, we will continue to broadcast on FM on 90.7 WGXC.org. We'll be there for you, but we need a few folks to sign up as sustaining supporters at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. And we want to thank the people that have done that, have called 518-697-7400 or gone to wgxc.org/donate during our fall pledge drive. We want to thank an anonymous listener in Chatham for going to wgxc.org/donate and making a generous one-time gift of support. We want to thank an anonymous Catskill listener for going to wgxc.org/donate to become a monthly sustaining supporter. Thank you so much, both out in Chatham and in Catskill. We want to thank an anonymous listener in Middletown, Connecticut for going to wgxc.org/donate to become a sustaining supporter. We want to thank an anonymous listener in Manhattan for going to wgxc.org/donate to make a generous one-time pledge. We want to thank an anonymous listener in East Jewett for going to wgxc.org/donate to make their generous one-time gift of support. So many people to thank. We want to thank an anonymous listener in Brooklyn for going to wgxc.org and making a one-time pledge of support for community radio. We want to thank Dave Odgen from Illinois for supporting WGXC. He loved the Clash show that Patty Boom did on Tuesday, October 18th. Thank you to Marina Zerkow of Saugerties for a generous one-time gift of support at wgxc.org/donate. So many people to thank. Edwin in Manhattan, thank you for going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you to the anonymous donor in Chicago for going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you so many people who have done so much to get community radio on the air in the Upper Hudson Valley in the first place and then keep it there. And so far we've been able to do that since 2011 thanks to your support at wgxc.org/donate. You can make a difference in your community.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sandra of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
here is this week's environmental news from WGXC. Go to the WGXC newsroom, WGXC.org, for more about these stories and others.
Raymond Pignon is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County communities of Austerlitz, Hudson, and New Lebanon have endorsed the state's Climate Action Council's scoping plan. Officials in all three municipalities declared their support for the plan, which calls for, one, the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030, two, accomplishing net zero emissions by 2050, three, meeting 70% of electricity needs from renewable resources by 2030, four, meeting 100% of electricity needs from zero emission resources by 2040, and five, ensuring a just and equitable transition that leaves no one behind and dedicating up to 40% of the benefits of clean energy investments to disadvantaged communities. The New Lebanon Town Board unanimously adopted a resolution emphasizing a halt to investments in fossil fuel producers. The measure also calls for support of proposed advanced building codes that would improve the energy efficiency of new buildings. The Austerlitz resolution notes that more than half of what New Yorkers now spend on energy leaves the state mostly to purchase fossil fuels, and local communities would be better served by keeping energy spending primarily within the local economy. The measure was approved by the Austerlitz Town Board on a vote of 3-2. In Hudson, Mayor Kamal Johnson signed a unanimously adopted support resolution, which, and I quote, affirms the critical importance of meeting the emissions and equity goals of the Climate Act, which will help mitigate dangerous warming while delivering the additional benefits of improving public health, economic opportunities, agricultural land and open space protection and quality of life for the people of Hudson, end quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union that the Riverkeeper Environmental Group is getting a $150,000 grant from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to begin to remove the Mill Creek Dam. The group says it will help American eel and river herring travel from the Atlantic Ocean to this stream off the Hudson River in Rensselaer County. George Jaxman, senior habitat restoration manager for Riverkeeper Environmental Group, said, and I quote, "We're trying to restore the creek for migratory species. Since colonial times, the creeks one by one got walled off and dammed," end quote. This dam was built in the 19th century for a pulp mill. The numbers of both eel and herring have fallen lately due to overfishing and disease. Riverkeeper estimates there are 1,600 dams on rivers and streams in the Hudson Valley. Riverkeeper is targeting dams that present the first barriers that fish swimming up the Hudson River might encounter after they head upstream. Jackman said, and I quote, "Those are the ones that are strategically important to us," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that bird feeders are not illegal in Great Barrington. The Western Massachusetts town did recently pass a new wildlife feeding bylaw. The new rule allows bird feeders, but says all food sources, such as bird feeders or unsecured garbage, should be removed within 48 hours if it is drawing a bear or other wildlife to a yard or neighborhood. Birds, though, are allowed to keep eating. But if a homeowner disregards a warning about unwanted wildlife outside dining, then fines kick in, with the first fine at $50, a second and beyond at $200. The new bylaws read, and I quote, "This regulation shall not be interpreted so as to prohibit bird feeders or bird feeding. If a bird feeder or bird feed is determined to be the feeding source of nuisance wildlife, causing an attractant issue or a public safety threat, the bird feeder and seed debris shall be removed within 48 hours," end quote. Great Barrington Board Chair Michael Lanoux said the law is for repeat offenders. He said, and I quote, "The whole thing is kind of unfortunate. It's usually one or two people, end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Scott Stafford reports for the Berkshire Eagle that beginning November 1st in Massachusetts, it will be a state code violation to put textiles and mattresses in the trash. By adding textiles and mattresses to its disposable ban, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection is to reduce the amount of waste buried in the still available space in landfills, according to the DEP officials. John Fisher, DEP Deputy Division Director for Solid Waste, said that, and I quote, 95% of textiles recovered can be reused, end quote. The DEP's final 2030 Solid Waste Master Plan establishes goals to reduce disposables statewide by 30%, from 5.7 million tons in 2018 to 4 million tons in 2030. Massachusetts residents and businesses dispose of roughly 230,000 tons of textiles every year, even though 95% of it could be reused or recycled instead of thrown away. About 6% of the waste delivered to combustion facilities for disposal is made up of clothing, curtains, towels, and other fabrics. Massachusetts has 5 landfills left and 3 will be closed by 2030. Textiles that should now be recycled include pants, shirts, skirts, dresses, tops, jackets, pajamas, doggy beds, hats, gloves, shoes, blankets, sheets, pillowcases, and mattresses. A list of places in Massachusetts that will accept textile goods for repurposing or recycling is available at the DEP website. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain after 2 p.m., otherwise it will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 62 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of rain before 8 p.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 50 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties. New York's foliage report says that some areas are past peak this week, while others will see peak colors. The report says, and I quote, foliage throughout the Catskills will be mostly past peak this weekend. In Greene County, the town of Catskill will be at peak with nearly complete leaf change and very brilliant orange, yellow, and red leaves. Spotters reporting from the upper elevations of the county in Windham report that foliage is now past peak, but some bright patches of red, yellow, orange, and purple leaves remain. Ulster County observers in New Plants expect peak colors this weekend with 90% leaf change and a bright mix of yellow, orange, and green leaves, while spotters reporting from Bel Air Mountain Ski Area in High Mount expect conditions to be past peak with nearly complete change and very brilliant seasonal colors. In the Hudson Valley, most of Columbia County will be at peak, with communities like Hudson featuring around 70% leaf change, with bright and bold shades of orange, gold, bronze, and amber, along with some fiery reds, end quote. See New York's foliage report for complete details.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of George Spencer of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
These are dangerous times.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
This is the Eli Escobar remix of the Us Girls, or US Girls, however you want to say it, recent pop smash, So Typically Now.
and kissed and spooning. That's a real nice snake. Can I make a step zooming? You moved upstate, so typically now I'll send you an image. If you would just calm down. Kingston's booming, ripping out my roots. What the hell am I doing? I moved upstate, so typically now I sent you an image. You sent me a thumb down. Trade words with them, they run this show. So you sold off your condo. You're shutting it down, you're drinking it out. You always get what you want though. You under duets, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm drinking my passwords. Gotta sell my best, but I'm on my way. See you someday in heaven. You need to find out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out. It's all that you really need. You need to find out. Ask and you shall receive.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Next here is the Hudson-based band Beethoven with their song Often from the 2022 album Light Moving Time.
There's a way.
from the 2022 album La Fenice Magique. This is Scanner with After Magnetism.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
New music from Hitomi Moriwaki. The album's called Subtrochic Cosmos, and that was Numbers on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar powered radio for open ears.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6 6. Oh,
was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buick and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buick and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here is the 2022 song Natural Information from Bill Callahan, also known for his work in Smog.
All this natural information, all this natural information, got me in a state of deep contemplation. Of this natural information, of this natural information, strolling my baby down the street, all I see is little feet, and she sleeps, I dream. I dream natural information. I dream natural information. A breeze upon the Isle of Skin. Meadowlark lemon lies within. Natural information, within natural information, within natural information, within natural information. Natural information.
natural information.
All the natural information.
Taking that natural information. Taking that natural information. Taking that natural information. Taking that natural information.
The 2022 album I, this is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
2022 new music from Paramore there. This is Why is the name of the song.
Number is fading. I
left all manners, her pulsating skin repelling the doctors.
From the 2022 album Fossera, this is Ancestress from Björk and Sindre Eldin.
number
two.
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 Two. Two. Two.